Please turn in your Bibles to Philippians 4. We'll start reading in verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. The writer here starts off charging us to not be anxious. That can be hard. It's easy to get worried about stuff. But he tells us to not do it. He says instead to pray, make supplications, which is a word for like really almost begging, but also be thankful as you let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds. So the first thing we're supposed to do when we're worried about something is pray. It's the best thing we can do. God knows everything. He's everywhere at once. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that time doesn't mean anything to God, really. Like, he was with Moses 4,000 years ago, and he's already at the end of time, and he knows everything in between. And anyways, he's got it covered. God can take care of what needs to be taken care of. But I like that the writer also charges us, he knows that we're gonna, if we don't replace the negative thoughts with something, then it's easy to get anxious again. So he tells us instead to dwell on good things. Don't spend your time worrying about the bad things. Dwell on the good things. The things that are honorable and right and pure and lovely and of good repute and excellent and worthy of praise. Let your mind dwell on these things. And he says, don't just think about good things, but get busy doing good things. Verse 9, the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. I heard my wife teach my daughters one time, if you're worried about something, pray about it, do something about it, and then get busy doing something good. It's kind of the same lines here. If you're worried about your spiritual condition with God tonight because you haven't become a Christian yet, you can pray about it. You can confess Jesus is the Christ. You can do something about it by being baptized, and you can get busy doing good. If you're a Christian and there's something that's bugging you that you're anxious about, you can pray about it. You can confess your sins. We can pray for you, and you can get busy doing something good. But I'd also like to share an encouragement from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. Talked in your Hebrews class about don't give up. God knows what we're going through, but he already knows the end if we're faithful. If we don't get weary, if we don't give up, if we don't lose heart in doing good, in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. If we can help you out this evening, it would be our pleasure. Please come forward while we stand and sing.